The dust has just about settled on Philip Hammond's first budget as the Chancellor of the Exchequer. And while it may have been billed as fairly low-key, there will be impacts for businesses across Harrogate, Craven and Wharfdale. Thankfully, experts Jeanette Smith and Kerry Birch from Peter Howard & Co. joined Stray FM's Lisa Darville to give us an insight into what the red case had in store for business.
I think for his first budget, it was actually quite low-key. It's his final spring budget because they're moving to an autumn budget going forwards. Not too many great surprises, but some changes for self-employed people, limited companies, and, you know, moving towards what he said, it was a budget for families.
Well, I think for businesses, one of the key points that Mr Hammond wanted to get across was the fact that the UK is open for businesses. We've seen a reduction, or we are seeing a reduction in company tax rates, and he reconfirmed that again, that from 2020, the corporation tax rate will decrease to 17%. He's also announced further measures for the research and development tax credit system. This is certainly something that seems to be quite a generous tax relief for businesses, but there is quite an admin burden to it. So he was mentioning that they will look to reduce that administrative burden for companies.
Okay, well, let's break it down a little bit more and look at this in a bit more detail. So let's start off with people who are self-employed. There was a big announcement around that, wasn't there?
There was, yes. I mean, currently self-employed people pay a lot less in national insurance than somebody who is an employee. And I think one of the things he's trying to do is narrow that gap down so that there isn't such a big disparity between them. He's announced that Class 2 national insurance is going to be abolished as predicted from next year. And in its place, Class 4 national insurance is going to increase by 1% next year and then another 1% the following year.
And what about small businesses? There was some talk before the budget that Philip Hammond would try to sort of safeguard, you know, sort of high street shops or smaller businesses. Is that what we've heard?
I don't think we've seen anything other than maybe the small business rate relief. There's been a lot of reform that's going on. Again, that's something that they will look at to help small businesses. One of the things that a lot of small businesses were going to have to do from 2018 is to submit quarterly returns from a tax point of view. He did confirm that from next year, those small businesses that are under the VAT threshold will no longer have to do that. So that's a good positive result for some of the smaller businesses.
From 5th of April 16, a £5,000 tax-free allowance on dividends was paid. So the first £5,000 dividend paid by a company to a taxpayer was tax-free. He's obviously realised that's quite a big incentive for limited companies, so that's actually going down to £2,000 tax-free from next year.
And also that there was a lot of talk around education and Philip Hammond talked about investment in new free schools, but alongside that there was also a bit of talk about investment in training as well, wasn't there?
Yes, there was. He announced the new T level, which sounds like for 16 to 19 year olds, it's actually going to help them. Those that don't want to go to university can actually get a technical skill qualification. And that he's announced that there are going to be grants like similar to when you go to university available for those people.
So good news for some businesses in that, like, you know, we've had a rise in apprenticeships, that sort of idea, more sort of hands-on vocational learning for young people.
I think that's the idea, that he wanted to encourage younger people to get technical skills that were relevant to the workplace. So by giving them a qualification and enabling them to get this, it just makes them a little bit more prepared when they do actually go out in the workplace. Mm.
And finally, would you say this was, from what we talked about, a relatively positive budget for businesses across the board generally? Or
I think generally Mr Hammond did provide a very well-scripted budget speech. We always have to look at the fine detail. There's a lot of talk about green papers, announcements, consultations. So we will have to see what happens in the next few months. But I think he was very positive and confident that the proposals that he's got in place will make a stronger, fairer Britain.